When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hey, kids in the car.
I'm pretty excited. We got through the holidays. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I did. The best Christmas ever. I bought myself a bunch of To Me From Me Christmas presents.
Those are the best ones.
I got exactly what I wanted. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
I did. Thanks for asking. It's so much fun. You know who got the best gifts in my house, though? Were my puppies. Do you spoil your puppies, too?
Yep. They each get one present. And my old bulldog, Bilbo the Bulldog, he knows how to open presents. He's 9 years old, so he's had 9 Christmases. And it's crazy to me that he remembers once a year he gets to open a present, because he just sits by the tree and, like, goes and waits for you to give him his present on Christmas morning. It's so cute.
I love it. I love it. Okay. We're going to be playing some Disney movie trivia. It's a little bit hard. I'm not going to lie. You guys might notice it is a little bit tough, but I think you're going to love it. Let's do some quick shout outs to Tommy and Maggie, Scarlett and Grant, Zeke and Sephora, Finn, Ian and Ren, Landon and Lainey, Jonathan and Sophie, Connor, Avery, Jax, Olivia, Parker, Brady, Finn. We've got an awesome review from Riot 111 and Noah, as well as happy birthdays to Seth, Sage, Millie, Gracie, Ben, and a late one to everybody's favorite mom, Dana. Guys, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Fun. All right. You guys know the rules. I don't need to go into them. Are you ready to play Disney movie trivia?
Oh, I am completely ready. I hope that the kids in the car can beat me, but I don't know. I'm pretty good at Disney.
You are. All right. Round one, question one. In Peter Pan, in order to fly, all you need is a little faith, trust, and what else, according to Peter?
Clapping of the hands.
Oh, close. I know that's a part of the movie, but I think that's about Tinkerbell. It is actually pixie dust. Faith, trust, and pixie dust.
Oh.
Question two. How many brothers does Prince Hans of the Southern Isles have in Frozen?
What did you do? Like, find the hardest trivia question?
I told you it was going to be hard.
Okay, I think that he has 5 brothers.
He actually has 12.
Of course he does.
So slim pickings on Christmas for Hans. Okay, question 3. What is the name of Princess Jasmine's tiger in Aladdin?
Oh, I know this because it's a nickname that we gave to a coworker when I was in college, and it's Raja.
Yes, Raja is correct. Question 4. Which Disney character sings the song, How Far I'll Go?
Moana.
Yes, Moana. I love that song.
Do you want me to?
Please do. Please do.
And the last and the last and the last and they'll find me. Is that it?
But it's dead on.
Is that it?
Basically, yeah.
When I don't know the words, I just make the noises.
All right. Question 5. How old is Crush in Finding Nemo?
Crush the old turtle?
Yes.
I think that he's 100.
Oh, close. He's 150. 150 years old. Okay. Question
geriatric.
Six.
Geriatric. Okay, yes. I'm ready. Yes.
What is Princess Mia's full name in the Princess Diaries?
Come on.
I know it's a mouthful.
It's Mia King Charles Edward V.
It might as well be. It's Amelia Mignonette Thermopolis Rinaldi, which is like your name, right? Same.
She like just found the hardest questions, kids in the car. I'm so sorry. I don't think anyone's doing well on
this. I have given you plenty of easy Disney trivia, guys. I think this is fair. You guys had
I want to know in the reviews if you thought this was a hard trivia like I think it's a hard trivia.
All right, question seven.
Okay.
Pongo and Perdita originally had how many puppies in 101 Dalmatians?
A 101.
They ended up with that many, but they had 15 to start.
Oh.
Just 15, and they came upon the other stuff. A little bit like a deceiving title. Okay. Yeah. Question eight. You're going to hate this. What is Flynn Rider's name in Tangled?
I actually won't hate it because I know his name is Eugene.
That's right. Eugene Fitzherbert. Okay. Question nine. Elizabeth Swann tells the pirates in the Pirates of the Caribbean that her last name is what?
Smith.
Turner. She lies and says it's Turner, as in Will Turner. Okay, final question of this round. Quasimodo was the bell ringer of which famous cathedral?
Well, I know this one because this is what I look like when I wake up in the morning, and that is Notre Dame.
That is correct. That is correct. All right. So obviously, I stumped you a few times. I'm feeling pretty proud about it. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back for more Disney movie trivia.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a story time podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Story Time with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
All right, we are back. Round two of Disney movie trivia. I can't guarantee it'll be any easier, but it will be fun. Question one. In Finding Nemo, Dory suffers from what?
Amnesia.
Yes, I will give it to you. It is short-term memory loss. Okay. Question two. Joy, fear, anger, disgust, and sadness guide whose emotions in the movie Inside Out?
Like, what's the name of the little girl?
Yes.
Riley.
That is correct. Question three. Mowgli was raised by what kind of animal in the Jungle Book?
He was raised by wolves.
Yes, raised by wolves. Question four. What is the name of Rapunzel's chameleon in Tangled?
Pascal.
That's right. In case you guys haven't picked up on it yet, Tangled is Meredith's favorite Disney movie.
I absolutely love Tangled so much. I've seen it so many times.
Question five. In Toy Story 2, which character tells Buzz that he is his father? Very Star Wars moment.
Luke?
It's actually Zurg.
Oh.
So the bad guy.
Okay.
All right. Question six. Which classic movie is Wally a fan of?
Oh, I think that he was watching Miracle on 34th Street.
It was Hello, Dolly.
Oh, I knew it was
Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
Question seven. What name does Mulan pick for herself while pretending to be a man?
Tom.
Nope, it is Ping.
Ugh.
What name would you pick?
Tom.
Tom?
I just picked it.
I love it. I love it. All right. Question eight. Which planet do guests visit in the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge?
Come on. I do not know anything about Star Wars. This is hardly Disney, by the way. It's like new Disney.
It is new Disney. It's like at the park. I will give it to you. That's fair. It is actually Batu.
Okay.
Your kids would know this. I don't. I also don't watch it. Okay. Question nine.
Okay.
Which Disney character in The Little Mermaid sings Kiss the Girl?
Come on and kiss the girl. That's Sebastian the Lobster.
Crab. Yes, Sebastian the Crab.
Crab. Some little red crustacean.
Listen, if Sebastian was a lobster, I would have been on board with eating him from the jump. I just want to be very clear. All right, final question. This character serves as Pinocchio's conscience.
Oh, I know this because it was one of my favorite childhood Disney movies, and that's Jiminy Cricket.
Yes, Jiminy Cricket. All right, you did much better the second round.
I know, it's because you put the easy questions in the second round and the hard questions in the first round, and I think the kids will agree with me in the reviews.
Fantastic. I can't wait. Make sure to head over to iTunes and Spotify and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to hear a shout out or a birthday shout out, we love it. Make sure you leave your name in that review so we know who to send the shout out to. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook. We post a lot of fun content there, plus your pictures. If you send us your pictures and you give us your names, we'll make sure those go up as well. All right, Meredith, have an amazing Disney day.
Me too, princess.
Hi. Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.